false. Now I'm speaking to them that know the law. The Gentiles didn't know.
Right.
They're
talking to them that's up there to rent that knew the law.
That's
they
right.
were Jews.
How that the law is said, as long as a man lives. See, he's under what?
Well, the woman which had a husband is bound by the law.
I want the man under the law.
But if the husband be dead, she's loose from the law of her husband.
But if the husband be dead, as long as, listen, you almost have to go back to this prison in order to see. The man under the law, as long as the man was alive and living, he was living under the law. He was obligated to do like the law said, abide by the
consequences.
You understand?
Right.
Under the dispensation of the law,
yeah,
which was given here, and those were Jews. You understand?
Yeah.
As long as he lives.
See. Is that right?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
All right, read.
But if the husband be dead.
But now the husband be dead.
She is loose from the law.
She is loose from the law of her husband. That's the way it was under the dispensation of the law.
Right.
All right, read.
So then, if while her husband lives, she be married to another man.
She be married to another man.
She shall be called an adulterer.
She just shall be called an adulterer.
Right.
Now that's the way it was under the law. Right?
Right.
All right, read.
But if her husband be dead.
But if her husband be dead.
She is free from that law.
She's free from that law.
So that she is no adulterer.
So that she is no adulterer.
Though she be married to another man.
Is that right?
Right.
Now look up here, all of you. See, this man was born under the law,
right?
See?
Mm-hmm.
See? Born of a woman, Galatians 4:4.
That's right.
Born under the law. To redeem them.
That's right.
Now you heard me, didn't you? You see? Now that woman, she had the devil in her, and so also did that man.
Right.
Now there you're in the flesh.
Right.
See? Wasn't no need of him going out. Her either one and getting another woman.
That's right.
Or another man.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You understand? Because it was the same thing all the way.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
And it's the same thing now.
Right. That's right.
All you do is just jump right out of the frying pan right in the fire.
That's right.
Ain't no need of getting loose from one devil to get another.
That's right.
Now put it down straight like it ought to be.
She got the play.
I rip. Put it down. That's all you got. See, this is carefully, but I want you to see what I'm talking about. But this God said he was a husbandman under the law. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Said he was a good husband to him. He gave him food and wilderness and all. And I want you to see while I'm talking, I want you to see how I'm pointing out these devils with these college turns back and forth, how they see things. See, and they see this just like they see this communion things, like they see this baptized things. You understand? They're totally unconscious of the fact that all of us, so far as the flesh is concerned, God made all nations to dwell on the face of the earth of one blood and one There is no difference. Are you following me? Do you see what I'm talking about? Now, here's Messiah born. Born of a woman. Born in love. You see, to redeem them that are alone. Now, he just got through reading, but he's be
dead. Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Now, do you mean to tell me that he didn't die out here? Is that what you want to argue?
No.
See? That man, God was manifested in the flesh. All that God did to do. And he died. I said, he must come under the law. You understand? Now, here, then we're called by the name sent that first ring. But on this side of the cross, see, we're not in the flesh. We're walking after the Spirit, not after the flesh. No one is under no obligations to no man just because he's got on a pair of pants. You understand? She's not under any obligation to you, but the devil incarnated in you. And neither is no woman, man obligated to no woman. See, what you would be doing would just simply be serving death. Do you understand? But now in the 7th chapter of 1 Corinthians, that's where we started to read. Now listen closely. See, said, but the unbelieving wife is sanctified by her husband. Else are your children unclean. And likewise, the wife is sanctified. The husband is sanctified by the wife. In short, to make it clean so you can understand what we're talking about. See, now some of you got wives won't come down here. Some of you got husbands won't come down here. As you call it. You understand?
Yeah.
They say we're preaching and teaching a bunch of junk. You understand? You can't go home and have no peace at home at all. You understand? You see? I'm the man, I got on the breakers around here. You see? And the civil law backs it up there too. You understand? You can't do nothing with her. You understand? She dictates to you and tells you where you go. Some of us are called pantyways. Why tell us what to do and what not to do? See, husband, we think that we have the right to tell the wife what to do when we talk. You understand? And we're just from root. You understand? And we think that that's right, that it should be that way. And the Roman Catholic Church teaches it that way, too. You see what I mean? But listen, Paul said there that a brother or a sister
is not under bondage
in such cases. If you got the Spirit in you, you understand, even though you're a woman, got on the dress, you understand, you're not in no bondage or nothing like that. See, what makes the difference is a satanic spirit incarnated in a physical body. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's a male or a female. There is no such in Yahshua the Messiah.
Right.
There is neither bond nor free, male nor female.
No.
But we are one of one spirit. You understand? Do you see?
Yes.
We're not married to the flesh.
Right.
You see? We're not united in the flesh. It's the Spirit. Now, if you can get the Spirit in the person, then you can have some harmony. You can have some peace. You understand? At home. You're not going to have no peace at home until you understand? Now, if the woman, she comes and she gets sanctified first. Sanctification just means separation. You understand? Separating from the things that are wrong and evil. You see? Consecrated. Isn't that right? See? You get the point? And she learns something about it first. Well, now look, if she really loved her husband, what she'd do, she'd go and try to show her husband
right.
the real spiritual meaning, that he might have the spirit in him. And if he should happen to learn something about the truth, if he loved that woman as the opposite sex, he'd go and show her.
Right.
See, then there wouldn't be friction between them, and they could get along in perfect harmony, so far as the will of the Lord is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did I explain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he died for. You understand? This is the place of it. Now I'm coming on down now. I'm coming down now. You see? I'm coming down. But the real truth about it is what you've got. You just got yourself a piece of paper. That's right. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where matter is.
That's right.
It didn't start out like that. And there will be no revolt. Because back there, this woman is in that man. Do you understand? See, and God took the woman out. Now, what we're trying to do now, down here, is get her back in. You understand? You understand?
That's right.
So that they can be one, not anthropomorphic. You understand? But get them back in it so they will be one place. They're already one place. But they'll be the one spirit. Now that's what we have. You understand? And listen, some of these women, you can't stay there with you. You've got to go somewhere. And some of these men, you cannot stay there. You've got to go, whether you want to or not. Please, please. There's no other alternative. And it would be better for you to go than it would be you to shoot or kill somebody and then you have to go to court, you understand? It would be better for you to get your hat or something and get on out of it. And the sooner the better. Now that's what we teach down here. See? Didn't she take an oath to be mad or he take an oath to be mad? Warm back to be mad. But there has to be something to take an oath. There has to be a conversion. As long as there's no conversion, there's going to be no peace.
Right.
You get it now? Mm-hmm. Now here I am, to make a pair. Now here I am. I have the spirit in me. I'm trying to tell you so you can understand. Now there's no way under the sun for me to go along in harmony and unity with these other churches. See, we're all together, you understand? And we're going to fight it right down to the nose. See, there's no potential possibility under any circumstances or conditions for us to get reconciled, to get pleased. Now, do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, did you see, I was talking about the flesh, Israel act of the flesh, and Israel act of the spirit. Now, did you see that? See? Now then, this is where the divorce comes in. Now that she's divorced from the flesh, now she's married in the spirit.
That's right. Right.
And
that's
what
it.
Happened to the woman and the man. They're both got the same spirit. See? And live in perfect harmony and accord. You understand? Now the spirit roots in you and in me. Male and female, it makes no difference. You understand? So far as sex is concerned. Now do you understand like that? Now that ought not to be hard to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that now?
Mm-hmm.
Now let me explain further. Now exactly like you read, cheat to them and walk after the flesh. Isn't that right?
That's right.
You see?
Right.
Is that what you read?
Yeah. Right.
All right. Now we went on to describe. What did you say?
The chief and them that walk after the flesh is the lust of unclean.
The lust of unclean. Read so we can catch that continuity of thought.
And despise government.
And despise government.
Presumption. Self-will. They are not afraid to speak.
Evil of dignity. Read on.
Whereas angels, which are greater than
angels, which are greater Read on.
His power and might.
His power and might.
Bring not railing
accusation. Bring not a railing accusation. Against. Is that right? All right.
But these as natural brute beasts.
But these as natural brute beasts.
Need to be saved.
Now wait a minute.
Say that's follow this marriage of flesh and the spirit. This man is born. See? And this preacher, you gotta stand up here, he don't know nothing else but the natural. He's giving you all the call this consecrated host. He's giving you the biscuits. You understand the sacraments. It's here in the grape juice. Baptizing in the pool. Washing the feet. See, in other words, keeping the ordinances that was under the law, which he died to fulfill, to move that out of the way so that we can get in what this pointed to was the spirit here. You understand? You see? Now he's died to move all of that, and now we're in the spirit of it. For the law was a schoolmaster to bring us to the spirit. Everything back here did natural, you see, to bring us to the meaning, the genuine meaning of it in the spirit. You understand? Israel back here, they just didn't have the Holy Spirit. You understand? Israel over here, they're one in the spirit. There was one in the flesh there. They're one in the spirit here. Does that make sense? Do you see through what I'm talking about? Now he died. See, died. You see, and now then we should be married to another.
That's right.
We're divorced from another.
That's right.
Married to another.
That's right.
And I do be married.
Mm-hmm.
And look, without a divorce, there will be none.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, you can't get no divorce in the spirit. Do you see, understand mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Do you see what I'm talking about?
Now, there's just no sense. Just no sense whatsoever. And you running out here. See, take the thing either way you want to. See, running out here getting another woman. You understand? A woman running out here getting another man. She just jumping right out of the frying pan, right in the fire. Both ways.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, rest assured you can't make it. She can't make it with you, and you can't make it with her. You see? And the next thing is a divorce coming up. You see? Did you get it now?
Mm-hmm.
But when we get the Holy Spirit, then that's different. You understand? Then the group is the divorce. That is the flesh. This is the spirit. You see? Now you see, that's the flesh. You understand? Peter said, chief of them that walk after the flesh. Now you see why you can't get along?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what's wrong?
Yes.
You see? Do you see what's wrong? See what I already started to do? Paul said to me over there in Texas, and I said, husband, fifth chapter of Ephesians 2, he said. He said, husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the water of the Lord. Listen, folks, that he might present it unto himself. Is that right? A glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or anything. You understand? This natural spots in your feet of charity that you don't have no spots and you don't have no wrinkles. Got no you see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That he might present it unto himself a glorious church without any spots and without any wrinkles. Because that is his bride. She must be spotless. She must be. You understand? Now listen. And if you look right down the last two verses of it, same fifth chapter repeat. He said, but this is a great mystery. Somebody thought he was talking about this little him and his old lady, but no, I beg your pardon.
That's right.
That was not what he was talking about. He says, but this is a great mystery. But that's the conjunction that joins them together. But I speak concerning Joshua and the church, or and his bride. Do you see what I mean? Isn't that one truthful? And I say any man or any woman that has a spirit, a genuine spirit, you understand? I say he does love his wife. See, just telling somebody to love one another, that won't help it. See, when God told them that fact there to the law, the first and second commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. Is that right? And the second is like unto it, and your neighbor as yourself. They just told them something. They never did do that. And when Messiah was around with his disciples, went clear on through his ministry. And when he got down to the end of it, said, now I'll give you a new commandment. Mm-hmm. You see? That you should love one another. Why didn't he tell them that in the first place? See, it wasn't that there was anything new about it. But it was a new one he gave to them. It was an old one.
That's right.
See, the reason why he didn't give them to them in the first, because he knew they didn't love him. See? And said to Peter, said, lovest thou me more than these? He said, yes, Lord. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
See, you can't love nothing with the wrong thing in you. The satanic spirits, they keep you divided. Keep some kind of friction going all the time. Ain't that right? Now, a piece of paper from the courts ain't going to fix it. Neither way. It ain't going to make you man and wife. You understand? Mm-hmm. Piece of paper. And neither is that when you go back and get the divorce. That's still it. It gets as broad as it is long.
That's right.
You see? What's the use of going down there and paying for a piece of paper to get together, you understand? And all like that. Now, that's why you have to go right back and look these divorces. They're too costly. See, most of you, when you get one, you can't pay to get away from. You got to keep her anyhow. And go and marry somebody else. If you got that, then they charge you with big money, and you can't stand that.
That's right.
I'm just giving it to you straight. It sounds bad. Yes, I know it does, but that's the way it is.
That's right.
She may be as beautiful as she can be. She may even win a beauty contest. But there will be nothing to do. You understand? The man, he may be a fashion player. And plenty of money. Millionaires getting them damn just to take them right. They got the money to buy anything and just as unhappy as they can be. Now, the truth is that I do. Is that right?
Right?
Money won't do it. It takes a spirit. Is that right?
That's right.
Now we're talking about the teeth that they that walk after the flesh. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, now I want you to read over here. You've seen what kind they were. And you've seen where them devils was cast out. Them satanic spirits. It's causing all this confusion on earth. You understand about everything you can think of. Now you see it? See? All right. Now read. 8th chapter of Romans, the first verse.
Therefore now,
remember I told you it was coming back. He said, chief of the dead is walk after the first. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The spotty little beasts, their murmurs and their complainers, and they're never able to adjust nothing and straighten nothing out at all. You understand what I'm talking about? One say this this way, and another say this that way, and another say this this way. You understand? They tried to take the communion together. You understand? They're in Springfield. And we raised so much sand there in Springfield, didn't we, Dr.
That's Rowe? Right.
Way back yonder years ago, you understand? Until the Baptist church that said, well, now, look, we're going to do this thing right. You understand? They were losing their members all everywhere. We had around 350 in just a class. Isn't that right?
That's right?
And look, we kept a finger right on what was in the book. They couldn't say it wasn't in the book. Ain't that right? See, I know what it's all about. You understand? And then what they did was, they got their little grape juice and little separate cups, isn't that right? Got a whole gobble of them, little separate cups, you know, so that they could go around, you understand? And then they said, now, they went down this aisle, passed them out of cups, you understand? They went all that side. Hold it!
Hold it. Don't take it.
They took a man up and baptized one, bring him back up, see, that's in the name of the Father. Down he went again, you see, that's in the name of the Son. Down he went again the third time, and that's in the name of the Holy Ghost, in water. See, when he got done frailing and fragging around there, you understand, and then all over the ground. And then he hadn't said nothing about what the name of the Father was, because he don't know what it was. You understand? He said the name of the Father God, and that's not his name. See, when you get down to it, you see, when you get down to it, it's just simply a bunch of fools. But you see what I'm talking about? Now, Peter says, Paul was saying that them that have been baptized and made to drink, that made the spirit to drink, you understand? We're born in the spirit. You understand? Now, it could be somebody sitting in audience that don't have the spirit. You understand? Well, he's not in the body. Many in the congregation. You understand? Not sanctified. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? They accept the fight all right, you understand? You understand? They just don't. And that isn't always their fault. You understand? For the simple reason why they've been taught contrary. You understand? And a lot of these people out there, they're doing the best they know how to do. You understand? Doing everything the preacher said. Run the hand in his pocket and listen, give. You know what I'm talking about? Give until it hurts. See, go home. this little baby from right out of the street and all that. Don't have hardly milk and food. Okay? It's because he's doing his duty. He's paying his 10% and paying his just due in church, you understand? And you see what I'm talking about? The price of commodities and tax and everything else is so high, you understand? Until he can't hardly make a living wage to live on. You understand? And now that the satanic spirit incarnated in a physical body, you understand? With all of his elaborations and all that kind of thing, you see, walking after the flesh in a natural thing. You understand? And you try to do everything that you know how to do. Ain't that right? Live the best you know how. You understand? And you just as humble as you can. Now the time has come when we're going to put down the truth and let the devil fall back where it comes from. You understand what I mean? Somebody get talked about this, or that ain't the way it ought to be. Now, I ain't going back down there no more, you see. I'm going on. That ain't the way I heard it. No, that's you're right about it. That is not the way you heard it, the way we teach it here. See, we're fully conscious of that. You understand? But we want you to know the truth. There is that on now. Listen now. You remember Peter said, seek the day that walk after the flesh. Jude said so too. Said there was clouds. Is that right? Tossed on wings. And died. Wells without water. Raging waves of the sea. Isn't that right? Trees that don't bear no fruit. You understand? There's that old year that don't have the spirit. Is that right? Ain't that in your book? To the day of judgment to be called. Those are those satanic spirits that cast out. They can't see what you're talking about. You say, don't you see? No, he don't see. You understand? How can a blind man see? You see, it takes a spirit in that to illuminate his understanding. See, he can't see some spiritual things. You talk about how good. Is that right? Yeah. But now, by one spirit, I'll be all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles. It's by one spirit with them, not water. Remember when we had the debate? See, well, they kept putting water in there. When you take Matthew 28:19, baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name, you can't put water in to save your life. It's not in the book. Right. I don't see nothing else to baptize men but water. You can't baptize men in the Holy Ghost. You don't see how a thing like that can happen.
Right.
You understand? But he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
John explains that this speaking of the Spirit.
Yeah.
But the time that he spoke, the Spirit was not yet given. Ain't that right? On the day of Pentecost, it was the Holy Spirit that was speaking through them. Ain't that right? Simply, repent, everyone. Is that right? Be baptized.